Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and we are joined with the one, the only, my sister, daughter of Ann and Terry, kin, youngest child of the five of us, Elizabeth Ann. How are you today?
Well, 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 we meet again. I am not home a mere 5 minutes, and I am hooked up to headphones and brought down to the podcasting studio. And you know what? I wouldn't want it any other way.
The fact that I'm staring at you over these two microphones is just
face to face.
I'm holding her hand right now. We're touching. Paws are intertwined because that's how excited.
Because I'm here in the studio with Miss Bose, and honestly, there could not be a better way to spend my Thursday night.
The energy is high. The vibes are great. We couldn't be more excited to share so many important topics with you all at home listening with your headphones on your morning commute or just sitting there with a cup of coffee.
I'm sitting here with a cup of tea. Because you know what? You can hear a little bit of a something in the back of my throat.
Seems like you got a little drippage, a little post-sinus.
No, probably because I was screaming, singing last night. But
we'll get into that momentarily. But let's start off with some bows and lows. I cannot remember the last time...
There's just a look of panic on Elizabeth.
No, I totally forgot we're doing this right away. Okay, that is like the only requirement that you have to bring to this show. As you're thinking about this, I will just continue to talk. I seriously, she's clutching onto the cord of her headphone. Sweet child, you do not have to worry so much.
My kin, I wasn't prepared.
That's okay. We can always take a pause. Luckily, I am in charge of the editing. You're looking at not only the host, but the producer.
Producer, editor, and host.
I wear many different hats. Or shall I say headphones?
Oh, there it is. And that it's just that little bit of wit that pops out. You don't expect it. You think, oh, maybe she'll just say like a different hat, a bigger hat, a fedora. No.
She
brings it back.
I always try to bring it full circle. But as you're brainstorming your bows and lows, which I feel as though you have many of from this week, so it may be hard to just pick one. I want to recall, I cannot remember the last time that you have been on Bose and Company.
I can't remember.
Because I think it was pre our hiatus, which means that it was way before the wedding. I think it was like...
It wasn't in the near past future, the past near future.
And our dearest mother...
Wait, that didn't make any sense.
To be honest, I wasn't listening.
And the cackling has commenced.
Yes.
But Why do I get a different voice when I get on here?
We have our transatlantic voice. Do you like the updated equipment?
Oh my God. It feels like I am in a New York City studio with these... Sure. Microphone. Yeah, they're surely going
to
be good.
She has been wanting to say this. The first thing she said when I was like, okay, Elizabeth, like, I know you just, you know, got home from your midterms and Green Beer Day, which we'll get into in a moment. But like, I have you down for a 7 o'clock recording time.
And I was like, you know what? That didn't go through my manager or my assistant, which are both Anne.
and frankly, out of the office.
I was out of the office. I was unaware. I didn't sign any paperwork. None of this went through my people. But I'll show up because that's the kind of worker I am.
And just to note, you will not be compensated for any of the work that is happening tonight. So have I given you some time to think of your bows and lows?
Honestly, no. I was so into the moment of that conversation. I totally forgot we were still doing bows and lows.
See, I was giving you a moment of reprieve.
Maybe pass a note over and say, hey, I'm giving you 3 minutes to think of something or you're kicked out. And no. We're going to find another sibling, okay?
No, but we only have two, you know, and they're all booked up.
I'll think of it on the fly. Go.
Okay, so my bow for this week would be you coming home. I also wanted to give some updates on some topics that we touched upon last episode, which you actually haven't listened to. So some of this may be some new information for you.
All of this is going to be new because I'm honestly not up to date. Pause for a sip of my tea. Wait, ready?
I hope you know that these microphones are so good.
That's why I did that.
That they can catch pretty much anything. The first time I did it, there was just this like hum of me breathing in the background. Basically. So my, as I said before, my bow for the week is you coming home. Another bow for the week, which is...
Oh, we're doing multiple bows.
Well, it's twofold, which is bouncing off of our previous episode, which you haven't listened to, is I have really taken some great steps in my sleeping journey. I opened up and I shared with the listeners last week with Mom about how I was having a very difficult time staying off my phone before bedtime.
Who isn't?
Absolutely. And I was working hard to peel myself off and try and have a nice sleep. So after I recorded the episode, I actually inspired myself. No, I motivated myself. So I took action and I had Mom and Dad back me up on this. It was a team effort. So I gave my phone to Anne and she turned it off and plugged it in the hallway. And then I pulled back out my Hatch. That would be amazing if we could get sponsored. Shout out to Hatch Alarm Clock, which a lot of people have. When I mentioned this, several people reached out and said that they loved their Hatch Alarm Clock. Funny enough. Oh, wait. I'm going to tell you a story that you haven't heard yet. And you're going to find it funny.
Okay, tangent.
So funny enough, the Hatch Alarm Clock, you actually need an app for, which is...
Oh. You know what? That kind of defeats the purpose of having an alarm clock because you have an alarm clock so that you don't have to use the alarm on your phone.
Yes. And at one point, you actually, it seemed like you needed to sign up for a membership. So now I'm stuck in a pyramid scheme just to fall asleep. But I was able to schedule it all ahead of time, turn my phone off, plug the Hatch in. I also have been using a heating pad at night.
What?
Because I really figured out that warmth makes me sleepy, which is why I take those scalding hot showers before I go to bed.
Get third degree burns.
Yes. But the heating pad is really relaxing in bed. And then I pulled back out a book that I had not only barely started, but never finished and never got into, Homewreckers. And I really got into the book. So I got into my good book. I used my heating pad. I put my phone in the hallway and I'm using my Hatch alarm clock. And it's been 3 nights. I have had deep sleeps.
Slumbers.
I then don't go on my phone for at least 30 minutes after I wake up. I do my gratitude journal. I have my French press. I ice roll my face. Life has been amazing. Sleep rules your life.
I get up and get ready in the dark.
Wait, before we get to
I stumble to class.
Before we got to that, after I recorded the podcast, and we are going to ask you a ton of questions, so okay. I'm not cutting you off, but I want to tell you this funny thing. So after I recorded last week's episode where I was talking about, you know, I'm having a hard time. I feel like I'm always on my phone. It's affecting my sleep. Moments after, clearly my phone was listening to me because I was on TikTok, shocking, and completely contradicting myself. And I saw this video of this girl and she was like dead serious. Like she wasn't being funny at all. She said that she also had an addiction to her phone and it got so bad that in order to combat this problem, she ordered a box online and you put your phone into it and you type in a code and it locks it. And
also known as a safe.
The only way to open this is with a hammer.
A hammer?
So she puts her phone, locks the phone up in the box and then puts a hammer next to it just in case she needs to break up. I talk about a wake-up call. I was like, this cannot be my life. So I was like, I literally watched this and she wasn't being funny. Like this girl was.
Can you open it without the hammer?
No, because there's no key.
Okay, wait, I'm confused. Doesn't it break every single time and then you have to buy a new box?
No, you're not supposed to ever break it, but let's just say she had to.
Well, then how do you get the phone out?
Oh, the timer goes off. You set it for an hour.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
That was a major chunk of the story. I'm like, is she breaking and buying a box every single time?
Yeah. They send you like 6 boxes.
You actually become like a carpenter. You get like a license with it as well.
So it's just if you absolutely need to have your phone and the timer hasn't run out yet, the only way to open the box is with a hammer.
That seems like it could go haywire.
So just to get things done, she has to lock her phone in a box and then put a weapon next to it.
Okay, but what if you get like a phone call that you need to take right away? I don't know, you know?
She's just smashing boxes.
You get the hammer.
Left and right. And it was seriously a wake-up call. And then immediately I took action and I've had 3 great sleeps.
You're like, I can't be living with a mallet next to my bed every day.
Right. What's next? Like, what else are we going to do? I'm a little worried about we're going on spring break next week. So I feel like I have to have like the vacation version of it. But
honestly, I think it's easier on vacation sometimes because it's like a different setting and you want to be in the moment.
Yes. Yes, I agree. So anyway, that was a bow for the week. Back to the outline. So, and my low for the week would just be, I don't really think I have a low for the week.
I feel like you're not really having lows these days. My bow for the week is obviously coming home. Like, there is nothing I have wanted more in the past 8 weeks.
Is that how long you've been
away?
Away.
far, far away.
Far away. No, that's somewhere over the rainbow.
Just picks up a tune and puts your own words to it.
Go ahead.
We're just singer-songwriters here.
It makes you want to sing with these microphones.
It does. Okay, so my bow is definitely coming home. My low, I actually have a few lows. My low was driving home today.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was, one, exhausted, but, like, that's not even a part of it. Like, I can have my nitro cold brew and just drive, okay? But
yeah.
The real problem was I was belting out to Whitney Houston, How Will I Know? And all of a sudden, it's like standstill traffic. So I think, what's the dealio? And I can kind of see in front of me, wall-to-wall cars. There's no moving. There's flags. There's hailers. I don't know. So I'm like, well, I got to get out. So all these cars start turning around on the highway. I turn around the highway, go 3 miles back. And then I'm like, well, I can't get back on the highway,
right,
just to go 3 miles. So I take back roads. My GPS wasn't calibrating fast enough, so I just started driving in the back roads. Yes, it did take me an extra hour to get home.
We had no idea where you were.
I had no idea where I was.
It seemed to take a really long time, your voyage home, because you were like, oh, heading out of Oxford around 1. We're like, fabulous, we'll have, you know, our affairs in order by 4.
Totally, because It's 5:30. She's nowhere to be seen.
She's nowhere to be seen. But luckily you made it home. We were tracking you the entire time.
I was getting car sick myself as the driver.
Well, it is stressful just driving that distance by yourself. 4 hours, like, to the mark is not hard. No. But then when it goes past that, now we're edging on 5, oof, 5.5, 6 hours.
7, 8, 9 hours.
11, 12, 13.
I didn't sign up for an overnight, you know? Like,
No. And no one said we're doing a cross-country tour today.
Nobody said that. And if they had said that, I would have booked a flight.
And I would have planned more accordingly. I would have gotten my snack box. I would have gotten a backup coffee. I would have had more water.
I would have, you know, filled up on gas. I would have gotten a GPS that works.
Well, you probably had no signal.
There was no signal. And I had two different maps going. And they were both telling me, just turn around and go back on the highway. I said, guys, you don't understand. There's an accident.
Yeah. And if you pulled one of those options out, so
I was like, I'm gonna be my own GPS.
Elizabeth's really, really good with directions. I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, but by looking at a map, she can get us from point A to point B, and then also remembers everywhere she's been. It's a gift. True. It really is a gift.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
I think just my driving abilities in general might be a gift.
You're such a good driver. I can't stress that enough.
Thank you.
Such a good driver. I trust you to get us anywhere quickly, safely, and with the fastest route. So I'm so happy to hear the bows and lows, and I want to dig a little deeper into you, school, the past 8 weeks, your past day or two, what's been going on, because there has been some festivities and celebrations that have taken place at Miami University, Oxford, Ohio, that the rest of the world does not normally participate in, but it is a school-wide community tradition, so we're going to also jump into that. We're going to swan dive head first. Actually, you should never go head first into anything,
ever. You really shouldn't, because you don't know what is below you. Even if you can see it, you don't know.
No, there is no scenario in which going...
Scenario,
thank you. Scenario. It's all about making words chicer. Scenario in which you should be going head first. Feet can always go first.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth Ann, I do have some questions from the Instagram, but why don't you just share with us what has occurred on the campus the past few days?
Yes. Once a year, a day is dedicated to green beer. It's the Thursday before St. Patrick's Day. I don't know when it was started. I think maybe the 70s. Who knows? Legend has it.
Yeah.
It's Green Beer Day, and it's the Thursday before St. Patrick's Day. So
this is a Miami tradition.
Only Miami. I don't know of any other school that would be stupid enough to do this tradition.
It's made national news sometimes.
There was a helicopter going over people today. As I was driving out, there was a helicopter.
Are you sure it was?
No, it was news. It was news.
It was news?
Yeah.
How are you sure that it was news?
Because I know what the hospital one looks like.
Well, and a hospital one would have landed.
Usually says hospital. Or, you know, like EM.
It would have landed. It would have landed, Elizabeth.
Doctors just jump out of it.
Yeah. No, it would have, because it would have come to get someone, yes, and then taken back off.
So luckily that wasn't the case.
Luckily this it's not the case. News. But so I'm just saying the news would hover. Were they hovering?
They were hovering.
Okay. Gotcha. And they were just, what, trying to document what was happening?
Probably. You brought it up. You said that it makes the news.
I said that? Did I? Doesn't sound like me. Continue.
Anywho, so the festivities start Wednesday night at 12 a.m.
Midnight.
Scary. So they start Wednesday night. I, you know, am in bed and asleep by 10:30 every night. So this is like, you had to prep for this. I had a coffee at 3.
Mm-hmm.
I took a nap at 4 for 45 minutes. And then I had a coffee at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
I had a coffee at 9 p.m. just so I could, you know, stay awake, keep my eyes open.
Right.
So it was really fun. And there's a lot of different parties. You just bop around town.
Oh, the reason I said this made national news, because I was trying to give people, paint a picture of like how large of an event this is.
Oh, yeah. The whole campus is not on lockdown, but you know what I mean? Like, it is involved. It's like, what's the word?
I would say camaraderie is the first word that comes to mind.
And I love that you said that.
But like, it's just something, if you've gone to Miami, if you are a fellow Red Hawk, you know who, it's a tradition. I feel like every school has some sort of cockamamie fake holiday, or actually this is a real holiday. Actually, what you're celebrating is coming off of the heels of a real holiday.
Right.
And they have given it its own life and rendition.
Yes.
So people start in the middle of the night and they just go out through the night. I think the challenge is to just party
stay
in the middle
all
of the
day.
Night. In the middle of the night.
So you start from midnight and then people go until tonight. Like
right.
At like 7, 8 o'clock.
So is it just to be like a full 24 hours?
I guess so, but that's so unsafe.
So you just came home from that. Obviously you did not participate in the full thing.
No, I did the nighttime rendition, went to my classes, got in my car, came home.
And we're so happy to have you back in the nest. And we're going to dive into some questions from the listeners. And always just a big thank you for everyone participating in my questions, because I know that it takes a moment out of your day. Okay, this is a very cute question. Someone just said, been out of college for 7 years now. What are the kiddies into these days? LOL, help. And then it's a grandma emoji.
Oh my God. Honestly, I don't know either.
You're just like, I'm just as confused as you are.
They change by the day. I mean, what kind of trends have you been seeing?
I only get my information from you. What was so funny is yesterday I went to a coffee shop, and just to like switch it up and get out of the house. So I'm working, you know, I'm sipping my oat milk cappuccino. I'm in a really cute turtleneck and blazer. I'm living my life. And she calls me. This must have been around 3 o'clock.
When I had my first coffee. Yes, it was a nitro. So I was shaking.
Uh-huh. And she's in line at Starbucks. She's gathering her beverages to prepare for the evening's festivities. You are going over your schedule. You're trying to figure out your outfit. You were like, people are sleeping. You know, they're going to take a nap. They're going to start at 3 o'clock and wake up at 7, and I just kind of like look around to myself, and you're going into detail,
and I'm
about,
like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, like this is so intense.
Yeah,
it's like an Olympic sport.
That's how they treat it.
That's how I was, you know, saying it to you. Obviously, you know, because you went there.
Yes,
but
I have to pack, I have classes, I have to tan,
like,
and
I'm swamped.
And I just look around, and this coffee shop is so quiet, and everyone's just working and on calls. And I said to Elizabeth, you realize that the rest of the world is just living life normally, and then this is not a real thing. But it's so funny when you're in the thick of things.
Yes.
How kind of sucked into all the fun you can get, and how these things
tiny
come about.
Minute things are, you know.
But that's what college is for.
Yeah.
It's to kind of fall into that and have your friends and participate in these celebrations.
And that's what life is about.
Okay, the first question that we have for Hugh. I guess it's for both of us,
I'm
but
so
I'm going to let you answer, because I delved into it last episode. Are you single?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I was not expecting that. What the heck? Okay. Short answer. Yes, I am single.
Okay. How do you balance school, work?
Okay. We're just pivoting from that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Rapid fire. Hit me.
We have no transitions here, especially when it's with you. I'm just like, on to the next. How do you balance school, work, health, wellness, and
Whoa. Take it back now. Take it from the top. And play.
How do you balance schoolwork, health, and wellness, and socialization?
I don't.
Socialization.
I'm just kidding. I think it's very important. And my very good friend from high school, Lucy, she always told me that there's a triangle, school, social, sleep. And you have to balance that triangle somehow. Oh, that sounds so much better. Sounds better. You have to balance that. My most important thing is sleep for me. If I don't get 8 hours, then my social battery is low and my school battery is low. So
I can't do anything.
Right.
If I can't sleep,
I'm a fried battery.
I'm a fried battery. Might as well just throw me out.
Yeah.
Recycle me, please. So I definitely prioritize my sleep, and then I make a plan for every single day. And I have all sorts of different lists that mom and you have given me, you know, just like those like pads of paper.
Weekly planners. Outlines. Yep.
Yeah. Notepads. I actually haven't found that. I haven't been using my planner recently. I've been using my Rifle pad of paper.
Okay.
And I make an outline of everything I'm going to achieve that day and for the week. And then once I see a big picture, I can work on the details. I'm a big picture gal.
You have been, that was, first of all, a really great explanation for this question. So I just wanted to credit you with that. Thank you. And I will say that you, from a very young age, have always been a routine type of lady.
I thrive off of routine. Routine and I are like this.
Two peas in a pod. You love structure.
Love
you
structure.
Also love a good morning routine. You love a good morning moment.
Oh, yep. Oh. Don't even get me started on my mornings.
I think I did. I think I got you started.
I think you did. And you know what? Mornings get you started for the day.
Yes.
So if you don't have a good morning, how are you supposed to have a good rest of your day? Tell me.
I have no idea.
How are you supposed to do that?
Did I just lose sound?
I lost sound. I can't hear anything. You just turned me off.
Can you hear now?
Hello. Okay. Yeah, I'm back. Stop touching it. Now I can't hear myself again. Hello. Okay, there you go. So I always make sure that I have a great morning routine. So I, on Mondays and Wednesdays, I have a later class. So I get up with Minnie, who has a 10:05. I go work out. I go to the dining hall, have breakfast, come back, shower, do some work, clean up the room, and then go to class. Come back, finish my homework, socialize, dinner, clubs, activities, things like that.
Right.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have an earlier class. So I just get up and go to the dining hall before my class. The breakfasts make your day.
Mm.
It is that 30 minutes to yourself that you need to start your morning, to start your week. I can't emphasize this enough.
Okay, this is great tips that you're giving.
Yes, and I did it a lot freshman year, and then I kind of like waned off of it. Maybe like, I don't know when it was, but now I'm like really back on my grind of being by myself in the morning. And I think people just love, you need your alone time.
Oh, everyone needs their alone time.
So I also find that when I get up and say, okay, I need to go to the dining hall, I don't check my phone until I get to the dining hall. And usually I'm listening to the toast, so I just set them up while I eat my eggs and sausage.
This sounds actually like a really lovely morning routine.
It really is. And I always lay out my clothes beforehand.
Yes.
Mainly because I'm indecisive.
And so that cuts down on time right in the morning, and it's one less thing that you have to worry about. And you also, we make our beds daily.
Yes, that's a huge thing. Make your beds.
We don't even think about that. That just
happens.
Lay
out everything.
Do you pack your bag before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bag is packed.
Okay. Clothes are out. Bag is packed.
Shoes are laid. We're ready to rumble.
This is so, I've always pegged you as a routine girly. It's always been you.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's come alive much more your college years.
It really has. And I think it's come alive because I have to make my own routine. Like high school, you're given your routine. You get up, you go to school, you have tennis in the afternoon, you come home, you eat dinner, you do homework. Bam, that's your routine. In college, you have all this freedom to figure out what activities you want to do, where you want to eat. You know what is such a burden every single day is dinner.
I bet so many people could agree with you.
It only gets harder as you get older.
Yeah, and there are options. You have the dining hall. You have those little markets. You could go uptown and order food. You have the door dashing ability. You could pick something up and heat it up in your...
You know what you don't have?
Home-cooked meals.
It's a home-cooked meal.
That'll get you down.
It does get a person down.
But so, you are a healthy eater, I would say. And I think that workout routine, having that consistency kind of balances that out. Obviously, there's nothing like just good, fresh, home-cooked meals. And you had one tonight. We had lasagna ready for you. We meal prepped earlier this week. And I said, you know what? I think Elizabeth would just love a four-layered lasagna.
And it's my favorite. It has like mushrooms in it.
It's actually a cooking light recipe. So it's pretty healthy as lasagnas go. So if you want that recipe, contact me. I'll send it over your way.
Lasagna.
You make it in the crock pot. So it is also.
Well, that's something I don't have at school.
No, I'm just telling the listeners if they are wanting to.
Totally.
Recreate this, that it's you're going to need a crock pot to participate in crock pot. So yes, I think that everything that you have just shared is really genuinely so helpful. And if you are a college student listening to this, just know that it can be done, and routines are the backbone of your academic career.
And society.
This is a
creative question.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is there a category of knowledge in which you know more than your sisters?
I'm gonna put this back on you. What is an area that you think I have more knowledge on? I have my answer in my head, I think.
What do you know so much about that we don't? Tap, tap, tap.
I have two answers.
Well, why don't you go ahead and share, since I'm clearly at a loss.
The royal family.
Oh, yeah. Very good answer. Very good answer.
And weird facts about your body / nutrition.
Both of those I can back 1,000%.
Yeah. So, like, if you need to know a member of the royal family's, you know, dog
lineage,
I got you covered.
You know a lot of information surrounding the royal family. And from a young age, you've always had an interest in the royal family. And then that kind of would go off into other sections. You love Downton Abbey. Maybe it's just British in general.
Honestly, it's just England. It's the UK.
It's the UK. Yes. But I do feel like if there is a topic or a pressing matter related to the royal family, typically you're the first person closest to me that knows.
And do you want to hear something crazy that I'm going to share with the podcast right now?
Always.
This is going to blow your mind. You already know this, okay? I knew the queen had died 30 minutes prior to the rest of the world. How, you might ask? That's a great question. Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. So there's a girl in my class.
Not you interviewing yourself. I'm leaning back right now.
I am Diane Sawyering myself.
Yes.
So there was a girl in my class who studied abroad with a boy who I'm not going to name because I don't know. Like, what if he wasn't supposed to tell us this? So she studied abroad with this boy whose dad was the doctor to the queen.
Okay, this makes so much more sense because I thought the girl who was in your class who lived in the United States,
That would make no sense.
But just from our perspective, I think you left out that little middle piece, that little connector, that hinge.
Totally.
And so this entire time I was like, wow, he must be a fantastic doctor that he was. But this makes so much more sense.
So she studied abroad. She met this kid. Her dad is the doctor to the queen. She gets a text from this kid saying the queen is dead. It was just confirmed.
Did you see the text that she got from the kid?
I saw the text. She handed the phone over to me. I yelped in my management 295 class. No. My ISA 235 class.
It doesn't matter what class it was.
No, but it matters to me.
Okay.
And I ran out of the room. Class hasn't started yet. I ran out of the room and I went to go tell my friend Caroline, who the two of us are just like obsessed with Queen Elizabeth in like a healthy way.
Right, of course.
And she was like, that's not true. Like, what are you talking about? 30 minutes later, sure enough, it's reported Queen Elizabeth has passed away. If I had the number to TMZ, we would have been golden.
I think there's just, you just go onto the site and you just type it in. Well, it was, yeah.
I didn't know if there was like a form I had to fill out.
No, I learned that from the, like a Google form with a secret link. No, I learned that from the Amber Heard trial that you just go on to TMZ and you just plug it in. But you texted our family group chat and you said the queen has passed away. And
everyone was like, she's crying wolf.
We didn't believe you.
Right.
Mind you, because it was like 1 p.m. on a Tuesday or whatever she passed away. It was an obscure time and everyone was working and living their life. And sure enough, 30 minutes later, it was reported.
A little tidbit.
You were always on the cusp of news.
Yeah. Just like random facts. I usually don't have the full fact. I just have part of the fact.
That is usually what happens. Like, I didn't know that chunk of that story.
Right. Or I'll tell you a fact and then Connor will be like, oh, like, why is that? And I'll be like, I don't know. Like, I just have the fact to share with you.
Yeah.
I don't have any backing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You don't cite your sources.
I never cite my sources. And that's usually where I get credit taken off of my papers.
Because there's never a bibliography.
Never. And the references are like me. Like, I put on my citation, me.
Yeah. It's not formatted correctly. Actually, it's not even there because you'd be lucky to format it.
Yeah. There's no APA or Chicago style.
Absolutely
it's
not.
Bitsy style.
Yeah. And you're so sure in your delivery of some of these facts that you almost just absorb it and you take it for what it is because you're so confident in it. So
even if I'm wrong, I'm like, no, that's what I heard.
Okay, pivoting. Still on the topic of college.
Sorry, that was a sniffle.
All good. Someone asked, tips for being classy in college.
That's a really good question because I learned it all from you.
Oh. Lips hair.
So I'm glad that you're here with me. I mean, obviously we learned it from mom, you know, as we grew up to just dress classically and timelessly.
We are specifically speaking on dressing classically.
But it's harder to dress timelessly in college. So I took you as my role model because you always dressed timelessly in college. I just go with it.
Yep.
I just put it on and go with it. And I try to live with like the blindly confident memo. Sometimes I'm just blind.
I just need my readers. Well, I think that's, first of all, it's a very good question that someone asked because it is difficult.
It's easier college. Said than done.
Yes. And I think that this is a bigger conversation about sticking to your style. Yeah. And I think, and sticking to who you are as a human being. So I'm assuming that the girl who asked this question also has the classic style and can feel tugged in either direction, whether she's at school or you're going out. It's difficult because you want to kind of just blend in and dress how everyone else is. But it takes a lot of confidence, as you said, and effort to break away from the crowd and just stick to your style. I think at the end of the day, whatever that style is, go with it. Because you can tell, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You can tell when a girl is wearing something that is not her style. And even if someone is wearing an outfit that is not my style, but I can tell that it's her style, I automatically think, you know what? She is so cool. She's so confident. I want to be friends with her.
And another thing that is huge is like you want to be comfortable. Because if you're uncomfortable in your outfit, like if it's too small, too big or whatever, you're not going to be confident in it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just be comfortable.
How is your Chi Omega position going? Our social chair. Why don't you enlighten us on how you're 8 weeks back, second semester officially in your position, how it's been going?
You know what? It's been going swimmingly. And the heavy lifting had to do when I was on J-term. And I had to schedule everything. I had to fill out all the forms and get the contracts. Now it's just attending the events, making sure people have a good time, everyone's safe, and then planning formal. So that's what I've been working on most recently. And things are coming together. Let me tell you. I'm very excited. And then I have to start doing the budget for next year, all of next year.
Okay. Interesting.
But I really enjoy this leadership role.
And I love that you're enjoying this leadership role and that it is panning out so well for you. Yes. And I feel like the events that you have had thus far, your Valentine's Day event with the matching baseball hats, everything, the day after when I get the recap, it's always a hit.
It's always glowing.
Which is so fun because you want that to be enjoyable for not only yourself, but the new members. Yeah. And I feel like you have just given it your all and you have done a great job as an outsider.
I've laid all my cards on the table. Oh, here we go. Favorite country artist. Let's talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm really excited about this. This is actually not confirmed. Okay. So don't go spreading this around. But.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Just kidding.
You brought it up.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Okay. So my all-time favorite country artist would have to be Ernest.
Yes.
You might be like, who? What? Where? When? How? What? He came to Miami. He performed, and I, for some reason, like, bought a ticket. It was a country night. I was just like, sure, I'll
go. Wasn't I there?
No. You were there for Connor Smith. You and Carson came.
I swear that I showed up at the end of Ernest.
Okay, maybe you did.
Because I, like, no, I remember it.
Wait, for Ernest, did I wear that set? Or did I wear the pink dress?
I think I wore... Well, both times I was there.
Okay, for the Ernest, I wore that light blue set. It was the skirt and the matching top.
Yes, I was there for that.
Okay, you came at the end. Okay, so he came out and I was like, I literally love every single song that I'm hearing.
Wait,
so,
pause. Did you know him before
no!
he performed? Oh, okay. I
knew
what's happening.
One song, and it was because our friend played it, and I was like, oh, this is a good song. It was Flower Shops.
Yes.
And so I listened to that one song, and then there was a group of us that were going, and we did not know who he was. He performed. I loved every single song. That week, you got norovirus.
I did
get norovirus. And so as I was cleaning your apartment and doing your laundry, I was listening to his entire album. So it always reminds me of spring norovirus.
Oh, I see. That is so funny.
Yeah, it's just like memories.
Memories.
Memories. Make me wanna cry. Anyways.
I'm not familiar with that song.
Oh. So, Ernest is number one, but Morgan Wallen. Is it Wallen or Whalen?
I'm not sure.
Wallen. I think it's Morgan Wallen. It's Morgan Wallen. Okay, so Morgan Wallen released his new album, and actually Ernest writes a lot of Morgan's songs, and he's going on tour, and so me being the procrastinative ticket buyer I am, didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
And so you're going...
I am going.
With your dear friend Megan. I'm so thrilled that you're going, but you just don't care as much as I do about it. So Claire and I have declared that we're going to go to the concert in Pittsburgh.
And like I'm so happy that you're going to the concert in Pittsburgh, but like...
You still don't care.
I still don't care.
Which is totally fine.
I got invited by my good friend from high school, and we're going to meet my other best friend from high school. We're going to visit her. And then she actually lives with my former college roommate. They live together because they're in like a program.
It's like a crossover episode, guys.
So we're all going to see each other, and we're all going to the Morgan Wallen / Waylon concert.
Wallen. It's definitely Wallen.
Wallen. So that's a soft A or a hard A?
Wall. Waylon. I honestly don't come at
I think a Waylon would be more of a Midwestern accent. So I think that's a hard A. I don't really know. I don't know a single one of Morgan Wallen Waylon's songs.
Yes, you do. Seven Summers.
You know what I do know is
that was Seven Summers.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He probably won't play that song.
Seriously?
He probably won't because that was so long ago and this is all about his... Do you know how many songs are on his new album?
Couldn't tell you.
36
Alyssa, I didn't even know he had a new album.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to tell you the only thing I know about Morgan Wallen is that he dated an influencer that I follow. This is the only thing that I find interesting about Morgan is... Via his ex-girlfriend, who I have followed. Who I have followed for interrupting me one more time. So anyway, I'm very excited to be going to that concert. It's all about the company that you're with. And that's really what's at the core of Bose and Company.
Is your company.
Wherever you are, it's all about having good company.
And Bose. No, guys, like
mostly Bose, though.
I might fall asleep with the headphones on.
No, not actually. But we need you for a few more minutes.
Oh gosh, I'm raring to go.
She's faring well.
So that is definitely my favorite country artist. Guess who else we're seeing this summer as a familia?
I'm excited about this one because we grew up listening to
her. Come on over, pull up a seat and take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in. You can invite, take a load off your mind.
Woo-hoo!
The cracks.
Let's go, no, girls.
I'm going out tonight. I'm me. All right. I'm going to let it all in.
Everybody, you're at home, sing along.
I think we just broke microphones.
Yeah, I actually think we broke the fourth wall.
They weren't ready for that kind of vocal
I'm looking
range.
At the screen right now and look at these spikes.
Oh, that's, oh, I'm so sorry for
that. That is
ears.
A tsunami in the podcasting world.
These microphones have never contained that capacity before.
Guys, it is straight black lines. That's how much
what
of a spike.
What made you say that? Was it the moonlight?
I don't know the song. What is it?
Oh my God.
Wait, what is it? Because you're keeping me forever and for always.
What?
Yeah, it's one of her more niche songs. Yep. Mm-hmm. We will be hurt. Pull it up. I'm going to play it.
Which song is that?
Forever and Always.
Oh, Forever and Always.
Because you're looking at me with those doe eyes, so bewildered, as if I wrote the song myself.
Oh, that's good stuff.
This is the opening to a movie set in North Carolina.
I'm gonna speed it up. Look at that voice.
Like honey. Okay, another question that was submitted via Instagram.
Via
Instagram is what shows have you been watching? Along with the music that you've been listening to, what shows have you been watching?
That's a great question. When I do find a moment of reprieve, I was getting into Outer Banks. I haven't finished it quite yet. I have about 40 minutes left of the last episode.
I'm so surprised that you haven't rounded that out, but understandable. Because
each episode
busy.
Is an hour long.
Yes.
It is such a commitment. So I'm almost done with that. I'm probably going to finish it soon. Maybe tonight. And then, Ted Lasso came out.
Yes.
Yesterday.
We watched it.
You did?
Yes, we did. We're very caught up on
our...
Oh
my gosh, I had no idea.
We finished.
I watched it.
So I never watched the first season of it.
What?
Yes. And so I was just kind of there for the ride because mom and dad love the show, as do most of America. So I was actually not sure what was going on.
So it is the most wholesome, loving show.
That's what it seemed like.
With quality cinematography. Like,
yep.
I always feel like the camera's very sharp.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Crisp. Crisp. And I love the storyline. So that came out. I watched the first episode because obviously the second one isn't out yet. New show beginning into. Are you ready? Hold your horses. Seinfeld.
Yes, you mentioned this to me like a week ago.
So I watched like one episode like years ago and I was like, what is this show? What is this music? Who are these people?
Right.
And then I just like powered through and I kept watching. First season isn't that great. There's like five episodes. Third season, it's getting good. It is so funny. Like,
yeah.
It's so funny.
And what kind of humor is it?
They have like four different characters for four different senses of humor, I believe. So you have Jerry, who just like kind of makes fun of everyone type of situation, like yes. in a nice yes. comical way.
Right.
Kramer's very physical humor, which I find the funniest because uh-huh. I also feel like that's hard acting.
Yes.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is Elaine, and she's just like herself. You know, like she's also on Veep, and it's basically the same character, okay. but nicer. But
I'm
nicer.
There. Yes.
And then George is always, we're always pitying George and like everything's always, woe is George and like he lost his job and like all this funny stuff. So yes, I am an 8-year-old man and I have adopted Seinfeld.
Honestly, that was a magnificent description of the TV show. You really sold me on it. I would love to start it tonight.
No, I think you would really like it.
Well, I feel like if you like it and you've approved it, then I most certainly would like it because we have the same sense of taste when it comes to shows.
And I think we would need to skip season one, honestly.
And why, for that matter?
I didn't find any of it funny. Not a single moment funny.
Well, it was the first season that they were getting the show off of the ground, so maybe they hadn't, you know, worked all the kinks out.
It was also canceled.
Really?
Yeah, so my friend actually got me into Seinfeld, and then he was telling me that it was canceled and then brought back, and they, like, got new writers or something.
Well, that's so interesting. I'm trying to think of what other TV shows we've been watching here. Oh, we've been watching, which you would actually really, really like. It's called Full Swing. It is the golf documentary where they follow around.
With Niall Horan?
I said golf.
No, I okay. All right, continue. There's a thing where Niall Horan is golfing, but
Niall Horan is in One Direction.
Yes,
he's on the PGA tour.
Okay, not the same thing.
Okay, interrupt me one more time. No, I'm kidding. So Dad was watching it or wanted to watch it because it's been all over the news, and we were just there as well and started watching it and really got into it. And it follows each episode a specific golf player. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
Yes. And it kind of just... Golf pro. And it kind of just discusses their game and their family and where they came from and when they win and the highs and lows and really humanizes these players. And I have found it very endearing.
Well, that's adorable.
And I think they're going to do a tennis version of it. But anyway, we've been enjoying Full Swing. I would recommend it to families. It's very wholesome. And if you like golf, even if you don't like golf...
What players were on it? What pros?
Ones that I had never heard of okay. before, but then also big house names.
Bubba?
No.
Okay.
He was not asked to be on this because I don't, excuse me, I don't know why. I think it has something to do with the Live tour.
Was Phil on it? Because Phil's with...
No, Phil was, oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Phil.
Okay.
Phil was not on it. Bubba, I haven't seen. But some of the people were being interviewed who were on the Netflix show and they were saying that they were going to go to the Live tour.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds actually really interesting. I might like that. There were movies that I wanted to watch. You still haven't watched Don't Worry, Darling, have you?
No, I have not.
Which would be so good because we're going to Palm Springs.
And it takes place in Palm Springs.
Well, they never say it's Palm Springs. But
it's a desert.
It's the desert. It was filmed in Palm Springs.
So it's Palm Springs.
I don't know if they want you to think that in the movie.
Is it supposed to just be like a made-up place in reality?
I think so.
Okay, we have another question just in from Instagram. What is your favorite part about being in a sorority?
Ooh. Okay. This is what I've said. We had like a sisterhood chat. This is what I said. Meeting similar-minded girls from diverse backgrounds. That is my favorite part. Because you all join Chi Omega for a similar reason. Something drew you to it, but we're all unique. And so when you come together, it's like this such fun juxtaposition of everyone.
I love it.
And that's my favorite part, is the girls and the sense of community.
That's fantastic.
What we're all looking for.
Is the sense of community. And if you, even from a young age, you've always been someone who loves to join in. You were a joiner. You just jumped right in. Feet first, not head first, because
never
you're also into safety.
Very into safety.
Community and safety, and let that be really the main takeaway from this entire podcast.
Title of the podcast.
Community and safety.
Bitsy and Bose talk about community and safety and how you can incorporate that into the routine of your life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was tied up in a nice little bow.
Trademark it.
We should, seriously. Okay, so I think that is all of the questions that we have so far. Is there anything else that you would like to update the podcast on? Any outfit items that you've been wearing a lot throughout this past semester?
Oh, yes, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
There is this delightful sweater from Aerie.
Yes.
Stay with me. It's very specific.
We're here. We're all listening.
It is, it's not terry cloth. I don't know what it is. But it's this white sweater. Comes in all sorts of different colors. And I've seen a lot of influencers have it as well. And I love it. It hits me at the perfect length. It's kind of oversized.
I've seen you wear it before and it is extremely flattering.
Yeah, I love it. And then obviously these Lululemon yoga pants. I have them currently on in this, would you call this fuchsia?
I would call it fuchsia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I actually have this Lululemon dupe and it's a scuba dupe.
And it looks identical to a scuba dupe.
A scuba has a hood though.
Well, also I just think it's a cute pullover in general. It doesn't have to be a dupe. It could just be its own pullover. And I feel like your outfits that you wear to class and out are always fresh. I feel like I'm always seeing something new. Yeah. And I like the color. I think color is a huge thing to incorporate.
White near the face really brightens yourself. And then, yeah, just know your colors. And
know your colors.
And if you don't, figure them out.
It's so true. Grammy said that, I think in her episode, that wearing black around the face sometimes can drag you down.
Yeah.
But wearing white, even you look so bright right now with that collar kind of nestled underneath your chin. It really just brings a glow to you.
Even with these dark eyes that
Honey,
I have
right now and this
pale complexion.
Sweetie, don't speak of yourself in such a negative
such
way.
Such a tongue.
Oh, such a tongue. You look amazing. Your
like
hair is really long.
Raccoon. My hair is so long.
That was the first thing I noticed when you came home, which really? Even longer than when I met you in Columbus for that overnight.
Yeah, no, it's very long and I kind of like it.
I love it too. I think that we're all in our long hair era. I do think that that's being overused, people saying era, but I'm not sick of it yet. So I'm going to keep saying it.
I think it's because of the Taylor Swift Eras tour.
That people are using it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the origin story of that. If you're not familiar, people just basically say that the eras that they're in. And it could just be one time.
It could change by the day.
It could change by the day.
By the hour.
By the hour. Also looking ahead, we are going to the desert.
That we are.
We're going to be in our desert era.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're at no water in sight.
Hot and humid. That's what we're in.
Dry heat. And we are so excited about it. It's just going to be a lovely little break from Ohio weather and from school. I'm crashing Elizabeth's spring break. I am joining the fam bam out in California. We have not been to California in a moment. The last time we were there, I think, was my senior year of high school.
Really?
We were in Newport. Yeah. Yep. And Elizabeth and I have never been to Palm Springs. Our parents obviously have been there before. I think mom talked about this earlier. She was there for a sorority.
What?
Yes, she went with her friend to a Theta alumni event, I want to say.
Beats me.
What was that, mom? A convention. It was a convention. It's always, yeah. Yeah, it's always a convention for thetas all over the country. So we were doing a lot of research this week about stars who have houses in Palm Springs.
And where we can find them.
Pretty much everyone.
Oh, everyone.
Yeah, literally everyone.
The whole list. The whole docket. Send it over.
Pretty much anyone who is a star who lives in Los Angeles also has a second home in the Springs.
In the Springs. Do you think they call it the Springs?
I wonder.
Which is kind of an ironic name because are there springs? Because it's the desert. Like springs of water. You know what I'm saying?
I think it has a different meaning, but I get what you're saying. Maybe they call it PS.
Oh, that's a good idea. We should start calling it. Well, where are you going? The PS.
Yeah, because you know
what? The Springs.
I really like the Springs. I think I could fully get behind that. It's getting confusing because we frequent Palm Beach so much that I think people think that we are going to Palm Beach. Understandably so. It's very confusing that there's two Palm places.
Palm places. It's like Disneyland and Disney World.
Yes. So I've been saying California.
Same.
I've been saying the desert.
Oh.
I've been saying the desert. And we're actually going a month ahead of Coachella. So we are not going to run into any of that Coachella crowd. But we're going to get a lay of the land. Not that I was ever planning on ever.
I was never planning on going
ever
to Coachella.
Going to Coachella. But a lot of people have been.
But if I were planning to go, I could get the lay of the land now.
Yes. Yes, and there's really good shopping in Palm Springs. There's a lot of history in Palm Springs with the film industry. We're going to meet one of my mom's good friends who now lives in California. There's a lot of good things planned, and I'm just excited to see the sun.
I'm an eager beaver. I'm ready to get some vitamin C, some vitamin D.
Yeah.
I think all the vitamins.
All the vitamins, and I'm excited for you to have just like a week of relaxation and a break from school and just be with your fam bam and be with moi.
And that's all we ever really wanted.
Absolutely. So I think that is all we have for today's episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another week of chit-chatting away. And I hope that we answered some of your questions. And again, thank you for asking them.
And just Elizabeth, get caught up, you know.
Just really get caught up. And that's all we can ask for. And Bitsy Boo, we are so grateful that you decided to take your time out of your day, even though I forced you.
But even though I didn't have a choice.
But we're grateful nonetheless. Nonetheless, we're grateful that you were here with us today, and we missed you. It's so crazy that you basically started off. You got this podcast up and running.
It's my baby.
Be sure to follow me on all of my social media sites, my YouTube channel, my Instagram, my TikTok, my Amazon storefront, my merchandise on my website. We are always.
And the newsletter.
And the newsletter.
Never underestimate the newsletter.
If you don't know about our newsletter, I think we've talked about it before. We send out exclusive content, I'm going to say twice a month. And my mom and I write it together. It's whatever strikes the mood, whatever we're into at that moment. This past week, it was recipes. All you have to do is go onto my website, scroll down to the bottom, input your email, click subscribe, and you will get your newsletter right to your inbox.
This episode is brought to you by Bowes & Company Newsletter.
No, it's called A Note from Emily O.
This week's episode is brought to you by A Note from Emily O.
Yeah. Also,
a.k.a. Miss Bowes, a.k.a. Emily O. And Bowes.
Oh, talk about a merry-go-round.
Talk about someone who needs to go to bed.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. We will see you next Monday at 5 a.m. And remember, say it with me, everybody, that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.